Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening and give us a call tonight. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to hear from you tonight. And got a couple of things I'm going to mention before we get into calls and stuff tonight as well. But I do want to remind you, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can find out certainly more about me and about the program. But you can also link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, which is the main sponsor of our program here. And there's a link to our church page there, and that's where I am the pastor. I don't just play a pastor on the radio. I am the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And we'd love to have you visit us out there sometime, just preaching in the Gospel of John chapter 8 this morning in the morning service at 11 o'clock. And then tonight in our evening service, I was in Proverbs chapter 27. So we have two different services there, not a repeat of the same thing. And that's at 6 o'clock on Sunday evenings. And then, of course, every Friday night, we have a Bible study that starts at 7 o'clock, runs till 9, and what an experience last Friday night was. People coming in when I got there, it was starting to get slippery, but by the time other people got there, it was really starting to accumulate, and one gentleman at church who lives about 10 minutes away took an hour and a half to get home Friday night. Can you believe that? He had to go down into the Cuyahoga Valley, and he went to one place to go down in the valley, which was a little further from where we were, right on Wheatley Road. You can usually go down there, but he wanted something that was a little less twisty. And he got there, and the police had it blocked because of ice. So he came back up to where we were and tried to go down Wheatley into the valley, and that was blocked due to ice. Then finally, they let him through. He got down to the bottom. And there's a place down there, if you're familiar with the covered bridge down in the Cuyahoga Valley. Near there, there's a little road that comes down called Oak Hill. Somebody had slid down the hill and plowed into the sign down there. And so he had to wait there until they could get all that cleared out before he could find. He said it took an hour and a half to get home and only about 10 minutes away because of the snow and ice on Friday night. What a night. But we had a good Bible study. And for the first time in a while, we had our services. We broadcast on Rumble on Friday night, and we were talking about some of the things that are going on, some of the shenanigans with the anti-Trump Russia collusion type stuff. And right in the middle of all that, our feed went out. We couldn't get reestablished. I don't think it was Rumble's fault. I think it came from somewhere else. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But again, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can listen to past programs there and a number of other things, some articles and things that are there, all at livewithpastoral.com. Well, I want to mention something else here tonight before we get into the rest of the program, and I do have a special caller calling in here, and that is Chris Long, who's the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and the Ohio Christian Alliance has an event coming up later this week called the Freedom Banquet, and I was going to mention it tonight, but I was texting back and forth with Chris Long earlier this evening, and I thought to myself, why should I mention it when I can have the man himself on to talk about it? Chris Long, welcome to the program tonight.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al, and good to be on with you tonight. And yeah, we are excited. We have the Freedom Banquet this Thursday at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. Some of the listeners have attended our Freedom Banquets in the past. They know that it's an encouraging evening of celebrating this American Republic. And you know, of course, Thursday is George Washington's birthday.
Right.
And our first president. In fact, we put out an email today of two prayers that two of our presidents prayed. One was George Washington, our first president, and the second was Abraham Lincoln, calling for a day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer during his time in office when our country was so deeply divided, of course. And it begs the question, what kind of prayer is needed today in America? Of course, it's a very desperate prayer as we are in desperate times. But we're going to gather together. We're going to encourage each other. And it's going to be a candidate form as we have an election coming on March 19th. Both the U.S. Senate candidates and the congressional candidates in the primary race will be facing off on March 19th. So we're going to have with us Bernie Moreno, who is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Frank LaRose will be joining us by way of video or maybe Zoom. He's at another event that night. But we will be having a debate or a forum, I should say, with the 13th Congressional. Former State Representative Kevin Coughlin will be facing off against Chris Banwig, councilman from Hudson, and they're facing off in that primary. They'll be part of the forum that night. And then, of course, our keynote speaker is Bill Fetter of the American Minute. You know, I was on with Bob Burney this on Friday, and he said, you know, Bill has an encyclopedic mind when it comes to history, and he really does, but he really brings history to life. You know that, Pastor Al.
Oh, yes.
And, Bill's several times, and of course, you've had him on the program. He's been a prolific writer, but he's going to be talking about socialism, the history of it, from Plato to the present. And why that's important is because what we're dealing with in Marxism in our culture right now, and Christians are facing this on every level and being challenged on every level, is because they're trying to turn the world upside down that we have known and depended upon. In fact, Christians are referred to as Christian nationalists. This is a slur that the political left levies against us these days. Well, we should wear that as a badge of honor because our country was founded on godly principles. It was John Adams himself, our second president and the first vice president, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, who stated, our Constitution is made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. We find ourselves at a very much of a crossroads in America right now, but Christians aren't giving up the fight. And as one pastor said last November before that vote on abortion in Ohio, he said, win or lose on Tuesday, this is the hill we're going to die on. And what I like about that, Pastor, is that it's a very courageous fight. We're not going to give up. We're not changing because the Word of God and the truth of God are immutable facts, regardless of what the current culture shouts at us at this time.
Well, amen to that. And, you know, we're looking at this coming up on Thursday, the Freedom Banquet for the Ohio Christian Alliance. How can people find out more about that if they're interested in going?
That's right. We just sent out another email tonight. There's still registration is still open in the next couple of days, and you could register on our website at ohioca.org or just search Ohio Christian Alliance. Right at the top, you'll find the information about the Freedom Banquet. The reception is at 5:30 at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. Wonderful facility there. They also provide a great dinner for us that night. And then at 6 o'clock will be the candidate forum, and 7 o'clock will be the dinner program. The cost is just $75. And again, you could pay with credit card by logging on to ohioca.org. Or if you have questions, you can phone us also tomorrow at the office at 330-887-1922. Again, that number is 330-887-1922. But the website, again, for easy registration is ohioca.org or just search Ohio Christian Alliance.
You know, one of the things I like, Chris, and talking with Chris Long, president of Ohio Christian Alliance here tonight, and one of the things I've liked about the Freedom Banquets in the past, actually two things. I'll give you two things that I really like and appreciate. One of them is the opportunity to connect with other Christians around the state, because people coming in from different parts of the state. And some of them are actually in political office. Others are just concerned Christians that want to come together to find out what we can do to better pray for our nation, for our state, for our local communities. And so I find that to be a tremendous benefit going. And then the other thing that I think is good with this is there's generally a number of political candidates and office holders that are present at these meetings, and they're looking out at a room full of Christians that they know are motivated, that are willing to put feet to their prayers and get out and advocate for their biblical values. And I think that is probably one of the strengths of this, in that it really shows that there are Christians in the state that need to be listened to, because otherwise, if we don't get involved in these things, they're not going to listen to us, are they?
Well, that's right, Pastor, and it's important for Christians to be involved and to be salt and light in the world in which we live, to occupy till Jesus comes. And that's why it's important for us to engage with these men and women and to actually pray for them. I was actually referencing you in your prayer for our president and our political leaders when Sylvie and I were joining you for church service several months ago mm-hmm. when we were in town, and you were praying for President Biden. I was saying to the group I was speaking to on Saturday, I was thinking to myself, I don't want to be praying for President Biden. I don't agree with him. But, you know, you admonished us to pray for the president. And lo and behold, a few weeks later, the terrible attack that took place in Israel on October 7th with the massacres and the terrible tragedy of the terrorist attack in Israel. And then President Biden went to the microphone, who, you know, obviously they're, basically concerned about his mental state and, of course, his physical challenges. But that day he went to the microphone, he spoke clear, succinct, and said, the United States supports Israel. We will defend Israel. They have the right to respond to this terrible terrorist attack. And he spoke so clear and cognizant of the moment. And I thought, who is this man? Because it was so out of character of what we've seen in recent times. And it goes to your point, pray for those who are in leadership, as the Bible says. We may not agree with them on everything, of course not. And especially even if they're wicked, we pray for them. And you admonished us in that, so that was so important. Again, going back to the point that these men and women who serve in office, we need to pray for them, at times support them with that prayer, and at times we need to admonish them when they do stand on evil policy or something that's against the better good and of God's word. And we can do that as Christians, and we in this country we have freedom of speech, and we can encourage them and at times admonish them when we don't agree, when it's going to be a wicked policy that's being advanced, and encourage them to do the right thing and vote the right way. And we've been doing this for a while now as an organization since 1991. I joined the team in 2002 after pastoring a number of years. And so we encourage pastors. We encourage congregants. We don't endorse candidates, but we do produce an educational voter guide. By the way, that will be up on our website in just about 10 days. Time. We have surveyed all the candidates running for Congress, running for Ohio House, Ohio Senate, the U.S. Senate. We by the way, we survey both Democrat and Republican, and then whoever responds, we produce it in a voter guide and make that information available online so you can see where the candidates stand on important moral issues.
Well, and I think that is important to be aware of these things, because if we're going to pray for them, we need to know where they're at, what they're doing. And I was just thinking as you were talking, the recent experience that we had here in Ohio with the SAFE Act, House Bill 68, I think was a perfect example of Christians getting involved in the political process. I mean, everything from certainly Representative Gary Click, who happens to be an Independent Baptist pastor, who felt led of the Lord to get involved in the political arena as well. And he got the ball rolling. And then, of course, the challenges that it faced in Columbus, I think it's the prayers of God's people, and not just the prayers of God's people, but the many that went to Columbus and gave testimony and contacted their legislatures and representatives, and then later when it went to the Senate, they urged them to vote for this and to pass it. And then we saw the seeming setback, of course, with Governor DeWine's veto of the SAFE Act. And what happened? Rather than just roll over, God's people started praying and contacting their representatives once more, their state representatives, their state senators, and said, you need to overturn this veto. You and I were down in Columbus for both of those votes. And you know, from my perspective, it was God working through his people, wasn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, I would encourage people listening right now to go to the Ohio Christian Alliance website, look at some of the things we have to offer. It's not just for registering for the banquet, but also our interviews that we conducted with candidates this last week. Actually, an interview of both Frank LaRose and Bernie Marino is up there right now. A lot of people have been listening to that interview. I asked them the same questions, listened to their answers, and just like you folks, I learn as I go. I don't have a prejudice in this thing, but I want to hear what the candidates think as well. And so you can see all that on our website, but you want to become familiar with it also to go back there for the voter guide that will be published in about 10 days' time. Again, the website's ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance and then click on that website link, and we'd love to see you visit us. And if you like to join our email list so you can keep up to date on these things, there's a feature there also where you can sign up to be up on our email list, and we send out emails weekly that keep you informed of what's going on in the State House in Columbus and in Washington, D.C.
Well, and you touched on something there with your interviews with different candidates and all that. You have a radio program that's on this station, and tell people what your radio program is and when people can listen to it.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I appreciate that, and I always enjoy having you as a guest.
Thank you.
To help me walk through some of the topics that are happening down in Columbus. And our program is Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. It's called News in Focus. It's replayed Wednesdays at 1:30 and again on Saturdays at 5. And again, that's News in Focus right here on WHKW, 1220 a.m. The Word.
And, of course, they can listen online as well if they go to your website as well, too, can't they?
That's right. We have the podcast up there, so if you've missed the program, you can always catch it on the website at ohioca.org.
That's usually where I catch them myself. I'm usually doing something, and I forget when you come on, so I catch them online, and I appreciate that. You know, I look at what you're doing there, and there's other – oh, I'm sorry, you're saying something?
I was going to say real quick, we would be remiss if we didn't mention tomorrow night is the next debate of the U.S. Senate candidates. That would be State Senator Matt Dolan, Secretary of State Frank LaRose, and Cleveland businessman Bernie Marino will face off tomorrow night in a debate, and I think it's on Spectrum. So we'll have a link on our website to be able to watch that if you want to watch it online. Or we'll also show it, I think, in cable news. Spectrum News is carrying it tomorrow night, I think, at 7 p.m. So that's going to be an interesting debate. So things are starting to heat up. So if folks want to kind of jump in and say, well, let me hear what these gentlemen have to say, tomorrow night's a good opportunity with the debate.
Absolutely. And we need, as Christians, to be informed. But it's so difficult sometimes to know what to think about some of these things. And that's where I think, people like you and the Ohio Christian Alliance, and of course, there's others that we've networked with down at the state capitol and around the state. But I'm reminded over in 1 Chronicles in the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, it's talking about the strengths of the different tribes of Israel. And there's a statement that's made in verse 32, 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32. It says, and of the children of Issachar, and this is what I want to focus in on, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And then it says the heads of them were 200 and all their brethren were at their commandment. But we need people like the children of Issachar today. And I look at you and ministries like the Ohio Christian Alliance as people like the children of Issachar, which are men that have understanding of the times so that we can know what we ought to do. Because it can get confusing, can't it, trying to make sense of what's going on in politics in the world around us.
Oh, without question. And, you know, this is a time for Christians to be in prayer, to watch and pray, as Jesus said. You know, we're reading through the New Testament in our yearly Bible read, and we are going through Matthew, and of course, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when his time was near to be offered up for the sins of men, the disciples became sleepy. They said, well, we'll stand with you. We're not, none of us will forsake you. And he went back several times to check on them. Cannot you watch 1 hour? Well, we're in that time of the church is becoming sleepy.
Yes.
Salvations and baptisms are down across the country of the evangelical church. I'm not talking about the other denominations, but the evangelical church, that salvations and decisions for Christ are down. We're in a very dormant period right now, and I praise God for pastors like you, Pastor, because, listen, you're being faithful to the Word. You're proclaiming the Word of God on this station, on this broadcast, and in the pulpit, and in the ministry of the Bible studies on Friday nights and Wednesday nights. And I watch the pastors. I pray for them as they continue to be faithful in the Word. This isn't a time of revival right now. It's not. It's not a time of an awakening of any sort. We haven't had an awakening in this country in some time. In fact, if you look at the times in which America has gone through different times of awakening and how that has affected us, we're in desperate need of that right now. And this current generation is in a malaise of a great wickedness that's come over the land. That's why we're dealing with the transgenderism. Think about that. There's a satanic deception among our young people, and that kind of cloak of darkness is all over the land, even atheism and Satanism, that these kids are turning more and more away from God and into darkness. Well, we need the people that are dedicated to the truth of God to proclaim that. And for Christians, we need to be vigilant. We need to be in prayer because our salvation is nearer than we first believed, as the Bible says. And that's why we need to be aware and awake. I was also reading, of course, the 10 virgins, right? 5 were wise, 5 mm-hmm. were foolish. The 5 wise, they stored up oil for their lamps. And then when the bridegroom came and it was sounded, they trimmed their lamps and went out, and the foolish said, give us of your, he said, not so, go out and buy. You know, you should have prepared. And this is the time for Christians to prepare spiritually, to be awake, to be a witness unto Christ, and to be faithful unto him. He said, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? That seems to indicate there's going to be a great falling away. There's going to be a time when people will doubt the faith. This is a time to encourage your faith, to be strong and to sharpen, strengthen those things that remain, the Bible says. Amen, Pastor?
Absolutely. And, you know, you actually brought something up that I had an article that I was going to talk about a little bit later on in the program. But let me just touch on a couple things that tie right into what you just said. The Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has a new study out that shows that 8 to 12-year-olds, now, we don't think sometimes and consider 8 to 12-year-olds, but 8 to 12-year-olds in 10 years are going to start to enter into the age of voting and starting to get involved in political things and the world around us. In another 20, 30 years, they're going to be controlling things. They found 8 to 12-year-olds right now are rejecting 5 core beliefs. One is they reject the Bible. They reject absolute truth. They reject a means of salvation. They reject the purpose of life and the idea of success as codified in the Bible. And part of the reason for that is that the studies indicate that only 2% of parents of young children today have a biblical worldview.
Yes.
And we talked in this program, I think about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, about studies that showed that 2/3 of pastors in America do not have a biblical worldview. It's no wonder that we're losing these values and we're losing our young people, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And so it starts with the pulpit. And, you know, the pulpit needs to be admonished. It needs to be encouraged, those who are serving. And some actually have to ask the question, am I called of God?
Yes.
You know, because you need to be called of God. And if you are, then you need to seek God and to seek a renewal of the Word of God and of His Spirit. And, you know, we even see with John Wesley and his brother, okay, Charles Wesley, and at times with at the time of the Great Awakening when they were seeking God, and they entered into what was called the Holy Club at Oxford, right? And what that was all about was it was a prayer time. And from that prayer group, which also includes George Whitfield, by the way, and from that, the Great Awakening was birthed, which, of course, went through Great Britain and came to the United States. And there were many circuit preachers, of course, that went with great stories. Of course, we need Bill Fetter, who knows a lot about that, right, in his daily American Minute. But that actually was the precursor to the American Revolution. See, these things go hand in hand, folks. Yeah. You can't have freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's liberty, right?
Exactly.
And when you have this sin, what we're doing is forging the irons of our own slavery.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in America right now. They're forging the chains and the bracelets of their own slavery in just a few short years to come. And I fear for that, Pastor. I fear for our country.
Exactly. And we just got a couple of minutes here before we hit the break here at the bottom of the hour. But I think part of the cure is exactly what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, where he said, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." And that's what we need. We need it in our pulpits to preach the word. We need it in our homes, that parents, you know, remember the Old Testament, that talks about teaching the children and your children's children. Well, we need to preach the word in our pulpits. We need to preach the word in our homes. We need to preach the word wherever we can, because that's the key, I think, to turning America around, the word of God.
It is. And there's some grandmas and grandpas listening to us right now as well. And they say, "Well, what can I do?" Well, I'll tell you what you could do. You can continue to pray for your adult children.
Yes.
You know, you open up the Word of God, you read it aloud. It's important to read the Word of God aloud, not just for your own hearing, but there's a power in speaking the Word aloud.
Yes.
You know, not just reading it silently, but read it aloud and then pray for your children.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for your adult children and your grandchildren.
Well, and you know, I know of more than one person who was led to the Lord by a godly grandparent. And you can have that, grandparents can have that that influence. And that goes for great grandparents as well, and aunts and uncles and great aunts and uncles. And
Pastor.
But we've been talking with Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and we're coming up on a break here. If you could give that information again on your website and the Freedom Banquet coming up, if somebody's interested in coming to that.
Absolutely. The Freedom Banquet is this Thursday at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton. 5:30 is the reception, 6 o'clock the candidate forum, and 7 o'clock the dinner. And we'd love to have you. You can register at a website at ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance.
And I'm looking forward to being there. It's going to be exciting. And as you said, Bill Federer is the keynote speaker, socialism from Plato to the present. And I think you're the one that first said it. Listening to Bill Federer is like drinking from a fire hose. Right?
Yes, it is. It's very good. It's very good.
But, you know, the thing of it is, as much information as he has, and it just comes at you, it holds your attention.
It does indeed.
And you may not pick up everything at one time, but you will pick up some things. And he actually has a book by that title. And so
he does. He'll have a lot of his books that he and his wife wrote on miracles in American history.
Yes, very good.
God is interposed during times of our history. So there's going to be a lot of Bill's books there as well. So you'll have a great time. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, we got just a little over a minute, but you have a book that's going to be there as well, don't you?
You know, I do. We're receiving a shipment tomorrow. We're very excited about that. For their honor, how the D-Day prayer was added to the World War II Memorial. I will be there Thursday night. I will be signing copies of my book. And, of course, it's For Their Honor is about those great veterans of World War II and all of our veterans. And so folks are kind of excited about that, and I am too. And I'll be autographing the book. So come on out Thursday night. Again, you can register at ohioca.org. If you have questions, phone us tomorrow at 330-887-1922.
Absolutely. And don't forget the candidates forum before Bob France is going to be emceeing that or overseeing the candidates forum, and a lot there. Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
And God bless. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. We'll catch up with you then. So thanks again for being with us. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, just off both Interstate 77 and Interstate 271. The Bible Baptist Church meets each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing to Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, good evening. Welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until midnight tonight right here on AM 1220, The Word. And just want a reminder, you can check us out at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can listen to past programs there. You can read some articles. Latest article I've got on there right now is my article, Healing in the Atonement with a question mark. Healing in the Atonement with a question mark. And we have that up there right now, as well as our latest church newsletter, which also features that article. And then we can you can listen to past programs there. Got a number of those. I'm actually up through last Sunday night there at livewithpastoral.com. And you can go from there and link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, which is the main sponsor of our program here tonight, and invite you to visit us. We're midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where 77 and 271 come together at the intersection of Brecksville Road and Wheatley Road, and we are in a commercial suite. Don't look for a building with a steeple or you won't find us. Look for our door. We are in Suite 200. Say Suite 200. We're in, like I said, a little commercial suite at 4174 Wheatley Road. And on Sunday morning, I am currently preaching through the Gospel of John in the morning service. In the evening service, I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs right now. I like preaching through Bibles. It helps me to keep focused on the Word and the whole counsel of God, not just a few things that I'm interested in. In fact, I digress just a little bit here. I'm kind of chuckling. By preaching through Proverbs right now, I was in Proverbs chapter 27 tonight, and I was part of the text that I was at this week was Proverbs 27 verses 15 and 16, a continual dropping in a very rainy day, and a contentious woman are alike. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind and the ointment of his right hand, which bereath itself. And yeah, I was thinking to myself as I was going over that, you know, if it was left to me, I would not preach this verse. I would be thinking to myself, if I was just picking and choosing, I would probably have said, well, I'll get to that another day. I'm going to do something different, you know. Verse 14, he that blesseth his friend with a loud voice rising early in the morning, it shall be counted cursed to him. A little bit easier and a little bit more fun. Had a little more fun with that one, preaching that one. And even verse 17, which Lord willing I'll be on next week, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Those seem a lot more enjoyable than preaching on the contentious woman and the continual dropping of a very rainy day and a contentious woman being alike. And that was one of those ones that had I not been preaching through the Word of God, I probably would have put off it, which means I probably never would have got to it. And since I'm supposed to preach the whole counsel, meaning all of the Word of God, it forces me to have to look at some of these passages that, left to my own devices, I probably would avoid. That's why I kind of chuckled there. So I'm preaching through Proverbs on Sunday evening. And then, of course, every Friday we have our Friday night Bible study. We certainly invite you to come out and visit for that. That starts at 7 o'clock on Friday night, runs till 9 o'clock. It's an informal Bible study. We got refreshments, coffee, and water, different things. And we'd love to have you come out and bring your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word like we do on the radio. So you can check that out. We're also brought to you, of course, by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. And if you're on the east side, if you're on the west side, if you're on the south side, it's worth the drive. East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road. That's right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights. Call them at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And I guarantee that's, to me, this is the best pizza in the area. It's my favorite. I love it. I was talking with Pastor Lutz. Some of you know Pastor Lutz, North Coast Baptist Church. He filled in for me a few weeks ago when I was out sick. And he has a program on Sunday afternoons from 1 until 1:30. For the cause of Christ, that's right here on 1220 The Word, just before our Sunday, our Friday afternoon program. We come on at 1:30, 1:30 till 2 o'clock, and he sometimes fills in for me on Friday afternoon. Sometimes I fill in for him. Sometimes we combine our shows and get an hour of the two of us together, but he lives on the west side, and of course he pastors in Lakewood, Ohio. And he drives all the way over to the east side, to Garfield Heights, just to get East Coast Pizza. And he's sold on it. So I think you'll enjoy it. Give it a try. East Coast Pizza, 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. Call them at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. We're going to get back to our program tonight. We had Chris Long, President of Ohio Christian Alliance, in the last half hour, and we've got some callers who've been patiently waiting for us tonight, and our phone number is, if you have a call or a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word and want to give us a call, our number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and I believe, looking at the board here, Nancy was our first caller tonight. Nancy, welcome to the program this evening.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. Thank you for taking my call. Oh,
thank you for waiting.
You're welcome. And that was such a blessing to hear Pastor Chris Long. I know I hear him when he's on your show. And then Tuesday, I know you're on his show a lot. And, you know, he sounds a little bit to me like Bill Federer. And I would really like to go to that program, but I'm not a morning person.
Well, it's an evening. It's an evening.
Oh, it is an evening?
Yeah, it's in the evening.
I didn't catch that, because usually those seminars like that are all day long.
Oh, no, this is an evening program, and it starts, the candidate forum starts at, I believe, 6 o'clock. And they might have moved that up a little bit, actually, now that I think about it. And then the dinner starts at 7. But they're going to have, I see what it is. It's 5:30, the reception starts. Candidate Forum, and that's what Bob France is going to be moderating. And that is the Ohio Senate candidates for the Ohio Senate. Mm-hmm. Or I'm sorry, for the U.S. Senate from Ohio.
Oh.
They'll be on for about 45 minutes there, and then a short break, and then the dinner starts at 7, and then after everybody's had a chance to eat a little bit, they've got some things that we're going to be doing with the program, and then Bill Federer will get up. And, of course, the American Minute is also here on this station. Right off the top of my head, I don't know what times it is, but if people go to the website, at whkwradio.com, you'll be able to find when American Minute is on, and you can hear Bill Federer, or even if you just go online and search for it, because it's on, you know, other places as well. But yeah, he's got a wealth of information.
I've heard him many times.
Yeah.
I've heard him many times, and I've gone to that website, AmericanMinute.com, I think.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that.
And, you know, I've heard him. I got to see him in person one time. I can't think of his name. It's not Derek Noel. It's that.
Derek Noel? I think it is.
Not Derek Noel. It's Pastor Noel. Anyhow, it was a program about 10 years ago, but he's since passed on. I think he was about 92 when he died, but I got to see him. He was about, you know, I can't remember. He was about 90 when I saw him. It was a really good program. Bill Federer was there, and so many good speakers. I can't think of his name, but he had a show. I don't even know if it's still on. It used to be on 1220. I think it was about 2:30. And, anyhow, I saw Bill Federer in person. It was such an honor. So anyhow, praise the Lord. But anyhow, to get to my subject today,
yes,
I would like to discuss 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion has light with darkness? And then verse 17, and come out from among them and be ye separate. Now, I know this applies to people dating. You're not, a saved person's not supposed to, you know, date or marry a lost person. But would you say it also applies to friends? Now, I know I prefer Christian friends. I'm just not, you know, drawn to you know, lost people as good friends. I'll communicate with them. So what would be your take on that as far as it applying to friends? Now, I do like to talk to strangers, and I know a lot of them are lost, but I don't make them really close friends. But do you think that Bible verse applies to close friends as well as potential marriage partners?
Well, obviously, you know, the marriage part is correct. I mean, you're yoked together because, you know, the man and the woman come together and they were two, but now they're one as far as God's concerned. And so as a consequence, and also another reason that it applies in marriages too, is marriage is a picture of the relationship between Christ and the church. So if a man, the husband is a picture of Christ in the relationship, and the wife is a picture of the church in the relationship. So if you're a man who's saved, that would be like Christ being yoked up with an unsaved church, which we know he's not.
Mm-hmm.
So that would that would tarnish that image. Or likewise, if the church was following a false Christ, you know, that would be tarnishing again the image of the relationship between Christ and his church. So that's one aspect there. Plus, it's the union where you're together. You know, in the Old Testament, they, under the law, they were not allowed to plow with an unequal yoke, meaning you couldn't hook up an ox with a donkey to pull a plow or a cart, because they have different natures, and sometimes they'll work in opposition to each other. And it's the same thing trying to bring two people together, a saved and an unsaved person yoked together in marriage. You have different natures, saved versus unsaved. So that understanding that, I think, is important, because now when you bring it down to friendship, and let me pause for just a moment here. I've also seen this applied to like going into business with somebody. As a believer, you should think otherwise about going into business with an unbeliever, because you're going to desire to run the company and glorify God, and the unbeliever may not view it that way, and that can cause problems, unequally yoked. But getting back to the friendship aspect of things, we have to be careful, because if we're not friendly and friends with people, how are we going to reach the unsaved with the gospel? We can't just knock on somebody's door and reach them with the gospel. That happens. But most people that come to Christ, it's not that way. It's because they have a neighbor, they have a coworker, they have somebody that they have a friendly relationship with that talks to them about Christ and maybe invites them to church. And, you know, one thing that bothers me is there are Christians, and I've seen this in the past. I haven't seen it as much lately, but back in, I remember seeing this in the 80s and 90s a lot, where people were instructed to find somebody, become friends with them in order to lead them to the Lord, and then if they didn't get saved, move on to somebody else and drop them.
Oh.
Well, that's not being genuine. Or when they do get saved, then move on and leave them, you know, let God take care of them now, and you move on and do the same thing. So in other words, you're not making friends with people because you really care about that person. You're just making friends with them so you can put a notch in your Bible. That's not good. No, for instance, let's say that you have a neighbor. You have to live next to them. And I just thinking off the top of my head, there are some passages in Proverbs that talks about the importance of getting along with your neighbors, because after all, they live right next to you. It's important. You know, why not be friends with your neighbor? And if they're unsaved, maybe they can see Christ in you. And I'm not talking about lifestyle evangelism, but there's a lot of lifestyle anti-evangelism that goes on out there, because people don't see Christ in you. They're turned off, and they don't want anything to do with Christianity because they don't see Christ in people. So, again, I'm not talking lifestyle evangelism. It's more like anti-evangelism. So we need to be friendly to people, but you actually brought up a very good point. You know, good friends, close friends versus casual friends. And if the truth be known, most of our friends are not real close friends. Now, for some people, if you take somebody who's more of an extrovert, they'll probably have more close friends and you know, a number of people. Somebody who's more introverted probably has fewer close friends. But a close friend is somebody that you know, you tend to share things with more, and you tend to rely on, and you just... there's a relationship there that, you know, it goes beyond that of like a family relationship, like two brothers or two sisters or a brother and a sister. It's a unique relationship where you come together and you care one for another and you support one for another and you encourage one another. In fact, I had mention the passage there in Proverbs that I'm going to be on next Sunday night, week from tonight, Proverbs 27, verse 17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. And it's talking about how we encourage one another, but you put a believer in a very close relationship with an unbeliever, instead of iron sharpening iron, in other words, what happens is you get dulled. You know, your Christian attitude, your Christian mindset, your Christian outlook, instead of becoming sharper, becomes dulled. See, iron sharpeneth iron when you do it right. But if you take that same axe and you, let's say you got a block of concrete there and you just start whacking it on the concrete, well, you're not going to do it any good. You're going to dull the blade, and it becomes less effective. And so this is where we need to be careful in our relationships. We can be friends with unbelievers, and I think we need to be. I'm not talking about being friends with the world so that the world can drag us down, but we need to be friendly with and friends towards those around us so that we can have opportunities to reach them with the gospel message. And if we're not, you know, everybody knows the idea. You walk onto a used car lot, and the first car, you know, salesman that comes out, you know, you're his best friend until he finds out you really don't want to buy anything, right?
Right.
and we understand the idea of phoniness, somebody who pretends to be a friend.
Yes.
And I think that is something that kills our ability to be a sincere witness for Christ, just pretending to be a friend until we can find out whether or not we can give the gospel to them. If we can't, then just drop them and move on. No, you have some situations where you're going to be working with somebody, living next to somebody. Why not be a friend to them? And you may not be a real close friend. You may not be best friends, but we can certainly be friendly with and friendly towards people, genuinely friendly, not pretentious, genuinely friendly. And you may find that you have, you know, things in common. It could be anything. It may be that, you know, you like the same kind of dog or cat or something or whatever. And as a consequence, you can use that as a way to develop a relationship with somebody so that you can eventually share Christ with them. And then it becomes a natural relationship, not some kind of put on, oh, well, I'm only friendly with this person until I can see what I can, whether I get another notch in my Bible or not.
Right.
So, but it is something that you have to be careful with, I think, because obviously you can't have an unsaved neighbor or coworker and say, listen, I can't be friends with you because you're not saved. How's that going to do for your ability to be a witness, effective witness to him in the future?
Very good. Okay, well, you explained it really well. So thank you very much for taking my call, and you have a blessed evening.
Well, thank you. And Lord bless you as well. Appreciate the call tonight. And again, it's a good point to bring up. It's something I need to be concerned about here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, because as it comes down to in verse 15, what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? And here's what he says in verse 16, for ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. There's our first relationship. If a friendship takes you away from that, then it's one you should avoid. But if you have a friendship with somebody that can bring them into a relationship with Christ, I think it ought to be encouraged. So
true. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much again for the call tonight, Nancy. Appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. God bless. Thank you. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. We're going to be taking a break here in just a few moments or minutes, I think, just about 3 minutes. And we've got Terry calling from Canada, and we can get Terry on for just a minute here. And if need be, we'll just hold over into the next segment as well. But Terry, welcome to the program tonight.
Good evening, Pastor Al.
Good evening. Thank you for waiting. And like I said, we just got a couple of minutes. And we'll hold you over through the break if you want to.
Yeah, I enjoyed you and Chris listening to you and Chris Long.
Well, we had some, you know, it's kind of interesting how that came out. I actually was texting him. I think I might have mentioned this. I was texting him about some people from our church that are going to the Freedom Banquet. And for those that are listening, that's at ohioca.org, ohioca.org, the Ohio Christian Alliance Freedom Banquet this Thursday evening. And it's in Fairlawn, Ohio, at the Akron Fairlawn Hilton, right across the street from the Summit Mall, if you're familiar with the area there. And check out on the website if you're interested. There are tables available and more information on that. But I was going back and forth with some things this evening, and I had planned on mentioning it. And I thought, well, I'm texting Chris right now. Well, why not see if he wants to come on tonight? Much better than me just mentioning it myself. And so I'm glad he was able to.
I was gonna bring up the temple, or I was gonna say one thing you and Nancy were talking about is I have a really good friend, and his name is Jesus.
There you go. That's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, isn't it?
That's the last thing he said, I think, before he was taken up. He said to the disciples, "I no longer call you servants, but friends."
Yes, and he is our friend. So.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. It's a good song we sing at our church periodically. Some churches do not sing the old hymns anymore, and if they don't, they're really missing out, because What a Friend We Have in Jesus really is a good song, and it's an encouraging song.
I love hymnals.
Yes, and there's a lot of theology in some of those old songs, and sometimes it's kind of neat singing a song that you remember singing when you were just a kid, and that maybe your grandparent taught you, and maybe they said they sang it when they were a child, and their grandparent told them that song. And when you look at the dates that some of these songs were written, to know that 300,000-400,000 years ago or more, people were singing that very song.
Right.
And it's, you know, to just reject hundreds of years of Christian history and throw out a big word here, hymnology, you know, the study of hymns and all. But hey, Terry, hold on. We've got another break coming up, and we'll be here with you till midnight, so stay tuned. Drag queen story hours in our schools and churches, gender dysphoric men dominating women's sports, violence and anarchy taking over our streets, all encouraged and promoted by politicians, school boards, teachers' unions, even churches. America is spiraling into an abyss of spiritual darkness and moral insanity. Now more than ever, God's people need to shine forth as beacons of truth in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. But what if they won't heed the light? Well, as President Reagan used to say, when you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. Unfortunately, many churches have abandoned the Word of God for the philosophies of men, and their light has gone out. The fire has gone out in their pulpits, and they've become lukewarm, neither cold nor hot. They need to repent and turn back to God. This is Pastor Al Davis of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, host of Live with Pastor Al on 1220 The Word. Don't hide your light. Light a fire. Stand up. Speak out. Vote and make them feel the heat.